Kim Drake is determined to discover the cause behind the suicide of her fiancé, Mike Fisher. Aided by rock producer Charles Causley, her investigations have uncovered links between Mike and disaffected members of the European intelligence communities. Meanwhile, Mike's brother, the crippled genius and cyberpunk Todd Fisher, has infiltrated international computer networks in his search for more clues. And down at the station house, the forces of law and order are moving with their customary grace and speed.
Only the Good Die Young by Sean Prendergast. Episode 3.
Detective Sergeant Love, you were supposed to be out in the streets fighting evil in all its manifestations, not reading.
Yes, sir. What's a cyberpunk?
Eh?
In the context of computers, what's a cyberpunk? Oh, wait a minute, it's a footnote. Cyberpunk, illegal hacker or scofflaw? You look knackered, sir. Another night glued to the cathode ray.
Yeah. EastEnders in Brookside, in Coronation Street, then Emmerdale. Then I had a break about 4:30. Then I did the Australians.
Oh, saving the best till last, eh?
I'm a bit worried about Janine.
Why?
Well, Dwayne's called off the wedding. He thinks she nicked his surfboard.
What do you think?
I think it was Danny, the waiter in the burger bar.
Well, do you want to pull him in for questioning?
Don't blur fact with fiction, love. It's a mistake in police work. Unless you're writing up interview notes, of course.
I can't make head nor tail of this.
Into the Maze, a gripping real-life account of the world of computer infiltration. What are you reading that for?
Background on the Fisher case.
Fisher case is closed.
There's got to be a connection with this Harper bloke. Come on, they both worked in defence, they both worked in computers, they both worked for the same company.
Look, Harper was a 55-year-old with a record of mental illness and depression. He hanged himself in his bedroom, he left a note. Fisher put on split-crotch briefs and smashed his car up on the very morning he was due to marry your ex-girlfriend.
Nothing to do with it, sir.
Bollocks.
There's a trail.
And you think it'll lead to her knickers?
There have been other deaths which fit the same pattern. The first one came after, surprise, surprise, a British security scandal. Seems the Yankee Doodles didn't find this dandy. Threatened to hold back info unless we tightened up our act. Hence the rumours of rigged deaths in fishnets.
Forget it, love. Put down the book, pick up your truncheon, concentrate on men who wear their stockings on their heads. You know your trouble. You don't watch enough television.
Sensitive
material. He was my fiancé.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Kim. I'm sorry.
Mike.
Will you marry me?
Careful.
It's the telephone. Be careful of the telephone.
No. Oh. Yeah?
Good morning, Kim. How's Berlin?
Sleeping.
Need waking up?
Please, Todd, calm down. Please, lose the soundtrack. It's 4:30 in the morning.
True friendship wears no wristwatch.
True friends don't wake you up in the middle of the night. Not over the phone, anyway. What do you want?
I happened to find my way into the confidential files of a well-known national newspaper last night.
And?
They've put two journalists on your tail.
Presumably they want a grief-stricken top model in drunken orgy story.
They're due into Berlin first thing this morning.
Thanks for the tip. I should be gone by then. But I'm not telling you where, and I'm not telling you why.
Why not?
Need-to-know basis, remember? Besides, if you can use a telephone line to keep tabs on the reptiles, I'm sure they can use one to keep tabs on me. Bye. Four:30 in the morning and pursued by the gutter press. Should have stayed in Guildford.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, oh.
Hi.
So I answered PC Plod.
I'll be out in a minute.
We thought you might be another journalist. I said I'd answer the door while she lights the blowtorch.
Can I come in?
Have you got a warrant?
Uh-huh.
Well, seriously, if you've come to plant drugs, there's no need. My stash is hidden under the bed.
You're not supposed to tell me things like that.
I believe in helping the police. I often beat myself up.
Hello?
Thank God you're here. I was beginning to write up jokes.
No, please continue. I haven't heard some of those for days. Is Kim here?
No.
Any idea where I can find her?
No.
You're sure about that?
Very sure.
Try hitting her, see if that works.
Shut up, Frank.
Can I come in anyway?
Sure.
Oh, it's a raid. After you.
Thanks very much.
Milk?
Thanks.
Sugar?
Thanks.
Biscuit?
Thanks.
Frank?
Yes?
Shut up.
Thanks. I was going to play some records.
Thanks.
Police records.
Police records!
Thanks.
So?
You've never really forgiven me, have you?
You broke my daughter's heart.
Oh, come on, Anne. She was only 18. Broke very easily. Anyway, you hated me long before Kim and I split.
I didn't hate you.
Well, you just didn't like me.
I didn't like the uniform.
I don't wear one anymore.
Not on the outside.
Original. That's what I like about him.
Why have you come here?
See Kim. Ask how she is. When someone commits suicide, they get rid of all their pain by leaving it to those who survive them. Guilt. Where did I go wrong? Why didn't he come to me? What's wrong with me?
I don't think Kim believes that.
Good. She shouldn't.
Got my tea.
But what do you mean by that?
Well, you must have seen the papers and heard the theories. He's not the first, and the deaths are so bizarre that...
Morris,
well,
dancing in the moonlight on the M25.
So you do think it's murder?
I think it's mayhem. Murder I'm not sure about.
So you're investigating it?
I can't, officially. But I've done a bit of research.
And?
Tell me, have you ever heard the phrase C3?
Miss Drake? Miss Kim Drake?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Helga. Welcome to Copenhagen. This way, please.
But my luggage.
I'll take those. Did you have a pleasant flight?
Fine, thanks, but I...
How is Berlin at this time of year?
How did you know?
Who are you? I'm your driver.
But I don't understand. I didn't order a car.
It was ordered for you. Through here.
Ordered by whom?
A friend.
Which friend? What's their name? Was it Mr. Fisher, Mr. Todd Fisher, or Gebhardt, Otto Gebhardt?
Here's the car. Why don't you ask him yourself? Allow me. Please step inside.
Step inside my parlour, said the spider to the fly.
Charles! What are you doing here? Can you turn that down a bit?
Helga, just cool the volume, will you?
Hearing loss is an occupational hazard when you're in the rock business.
Excuse me?
You hear what you want to hear.
Hear, hear. Well, isn't this nice? You happen to be on the flight, and I happen to have a car waiting for you.
Why should that be?
Honey, come on. You mean you never heard of destiny?
Good afternoon.
You have an appointment?
Yes, with Frau Meyer.
You are English, yes?
Yes.
Ah, you must be Miss Glenister.
Mrs., but widowed.
I'm so sorry.
Last month, very suddenly.
I too have had sad news recently. A friend overseas died very quickly.
My sympathies.
I console myself with the thought that in sudden death there is no suffering.
Thank God for small mercies.
Follow me, please.
Ah, Hobson, you look positively chipper.
It's Wilson, sir.
Good news from the home front. How is the family store?
Interpol have just released a report on the murder of one Doris Meyer, an optician in Hamburg.
Goody.
Apparently, it was a particularly vicious killing. Multiple lacerations, stab wounds and the removal of the eyes from the sockets. modus operandi reckoned to be identical to 6 murders in the past 3 years, all of which have been attributed to the so-called Cornwall killer.
Cornwall?
Well, that's what it says here.
Ah. Art vile jelly, where is thy lustre now?
Sorry?
King Lear, Gloucester, plucking the eyes out. Oh, good Lord, what the comprehensive system has to answer for. The Germans have been hunting the loony who cuts his victim's eyes out for 3 years now. Miss Meyer is the latest victim. Rather fitting for an optician, don't you think?
But surely Miss G...
Yes, indeed, Miss G, but Miss G is clever enough to cover her tracks. How? A, by copying another killer, and B, by being personally unremarkable. The secret is, by all means spy, but slouch as you do so. A lesson you should learn, laddie.
Sir?
Standing there with a straight back may impress Nanny. Get you nowhere in espionage. Our job is to blend in.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I'll try to remember.
Some of the cleverest coves in the covert world have had dandruff and a dirty handkerchief. So don't make an effort. There's a dear.
You're not telling me you booked a hotel room as well.
Look, Kim, I'm going to level with you. I got 2 months off to travel around Europe at my company's expense and find some bands. You, on the other hand, are alone and broke and involved in something which could be dangerous. I'm strong, fit, black, highly intelligent, and desperately attractive to women. Together, we're unstoppable.
Are you faster than a speeding bullet?
Depends what I'm doing at the time. And yes, I did book you a room. Only because my company will pay for it and never be any the wiser. That's 2 single rooms in the name of Carsley, please.
Certainly, sir. Please sign here, madam. Ah, Miss Drake, we have a message for you.
How can you? Nobody knows I'm here.
Kim Drake, from England?
Well, somebody knows.
What's the message?
It says, wait in your room, I will contact you. Victor.
Do you know a Victor?
No.
You do now.
Not again. Dear and love, or love and dear, which do you prefer?
Detective Inspector will do.
Yes, dear, of course. Go through. Take love with you.
Thanks.
And it's the force of sweethearts.
I'll get straight to the point. Do either of you know a Doris Meyer?
No. Who is she?
Interpol tell us she was a friend of Mike Fisher's. According to them, she met with him on his little trip abroad. Miss Meyer was frequently under surveillance.
Why?
Oh, I can't tell you that. And she also had a chat with your daughter only a few days ago. Interpol would like to know what they talked about, and so would I.
Oh, I've absolutely no idea. Why don't you ask Kim?
Well, apparently Kim's gone walkabout again.
So why don't you ask this Doris Meyer?
It's against police procedure to conduct an interview through an Ouija board.
Murder most savage. They even tore the eyes out.
Now, it's not my case, not even my country. But even so, I think Miss Drake has a secret agenda.
You can't think Kim had anything to do with this woman's death.
I don't think your daughter's a murderer. But if she's not careful, she may become a victim.
Just coffee for me, thanks. Morning.
I take coffee, eggs and juice. Sleep well?
Out like a log. Thanks for the room. I really appreciate it.
What are friends for?
I told you. That's how it's going to stay. Just friends.
A man can dream. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Look, you know the score.
And so do you.
What you reading? War magazines?
Well, Mike was linked to defence and I thought they might be useful. I got them at the airport.
Thinking of enlisting? Don't, is my advice.
Were you in the army?
I served my time in Nam with all the other grunts. Why?
Well, I keep reading all these technical terms and I don't know what they mean. No, black for me, please.
Cream and sugar. What sort of terms?
Well, what's C3?
Communications, command and control.
What does all that mean?
Well, suppose one of the newly emerged republics from the Soviet bloc decided to use some of that nuclear hardware they got lying about the place. And we try and stop them.
Yeah?
Well, the battle will begin long before the missiles met. Each is equipped with an onboard computer which talks to its base. The battle is therefore fought in the electromagnetic spectrum.
Oh, I'm lost again.
What's the most valuable commodity in a battle?
Bullets?
No.
Bandages? Toilet paper?
No. Intelligence. The point about modern-day weapons is that you can't test them, because if they go wrong, you have a rogue nuclear missile up there, and it may just take it into its electronic brain to drop out of the sky and land in the middle of Suzhou or Moscow or Glasgow.
Glasgow?
Or Edinburgh, or anywhere else in Ireland for that matter. The point is, it can't be allowed to happen. So computer simulation programs are drawn up which can duplicate the journey of a missile from 100 feet below water through choppy seas and a force 9 gale over a landmass of 1,000 miles to land on a matchbox. Theoretically. Because the truth is always different.
Wow.
Miss Drake, there is a telephone call for you at reception.
Oh, right, thanks. Hello?
Miss Drake?
Yes?
This is Victor, friend of Otto's. He asked me to put you in touch with someone.
Who?
Not off the phone. You got a pen?
A pen, wait, yeah.
Corner of Goethesgard and Östervolgard. There's a cafe.
Yes?
Meet me there now.
Well, how do I know I can trust you?
You don't. 30 minutes.
He brought you croissant. Did you order croissant?
No.
Good. I ate them. Something wrong?
What are you doing today?
Whatever I feel like.
I have to meet someone. You don't fancy coming along?
Sure. I ring Helga. We'll have a party.
Fine. What is your relationship with her?
Friend. Ex-lover. Same relationship I have with all women.
Really?
I meant in terms of respect. Mm.
I know what you meant. Come on, Romeo. Get your coat.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yvonne's a boss?
I'm my own boss.
Not in here. Yvonne works his clubs and you work for him.
I'm here doing somebody a favor. I'm looking for a man named Gerhard. Do you know him?
Otto? Sure, we know Otto.
Hey, Otto. Somebody here to see you.
Who wants me? It's indeed a pleasure. Usually it is I who seek the beautiful ladies of the night. I am the quarry, yes? And you are the hunter, yes? And I bet those pearly white teeth are sharp, yes?
All the better to bite you with.
Well, I don't know who sent you, but there's been a mistake. I'm waiting for Jinty.
Jinty won't be coming tonight. She feels a little under the weather. But don't worry, darling. I'm here to take care of you in my own special way.
Miss Drake?
Yes?
And Mr. Causley, yes?
How do you know my name?
You're a difficult man to miss. It was easy enough to find out how you used your credit card and where.
He hacked into the computer.
Not me. I'm just your contact here. My name is Victor. I have arranged a meeting.
Meeting with who?
The person you've come to meet. You have a car, yes?
Yeah, and a driver.
And then what are we waiting for? Follow me.
Another couple of bodies, Mr. Stone, sir. This time discovered in a seedy area of Berlin.
Do you mean the areas of Berlin that aren't seedy? And tell me, are these bodies sans eyes too?
Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.
Huh.
Beheaded.
Good Lord.
Fourth and fifth beheadings in the area in 3 years. Usually clients of prostitutes. German police think it may be a hooker.
With a grievance.
With a hacksaw.
Once again, Miss G's research has proved exemplary. The corpses presumably belongs to whoever Miss Drake saw in Berlin. What's the ID?
First one, Jinty May Ling, a stripper. Second was a male, our old friend, Otto Gerbhardt. But here's the interesting bit. Kim Drake was headed for Copenhagen, right? On one of the last calls Otto made before he died was to Copenhagen. A Victor Klein.
Ecstasy.
And Klein contacted an English woman, the widow of...
Don't tell me, Tarek.
Afraid so.
It all fits. Medusa and bird in hand.
Medusa, that's Mid-European Defence Option USA. NATO's war strategies, right?
Do you know how to make God laugh, Wilson?
How, sir?
Tell him your plans. Medusa has two problems attached to it. A, there have been technical hitches recently in software, but worse still, B, the enemies keep changing sides. What good's a death warrant if you can't fill in the names?
Shall I call a conference?
Absolutely not. Not until I've cleared all... Not till everything is sorted out.
Well, I just thought, I mean, if there are new developments, the Americans especially will want us to keep our eye on things, keep them informed.
Of course we shall keep our eye on things, but we'll do it because we want to. Not because some brain-dead buddy in a lightweight suit and sunglasses says so.
Yes, sir.
If we trust the Americans to plan our future, we'll end up as bad as they are. Now, contact Miss G. Tell her to keep up the bad work. And bring me the file on Medusa.
Charles, when we get to Elsinore, Victor said we have to wait on the ramparts for the contact, right? Should we...
Forget it. He's asleep.
Oh.
When Charles is in a car, he's either driving very fast or sleeping very deep.
How did you meet him?
Good story. 20 years ago, I mugged him. Then I seduced him.
Come off it. He's huge and you're no bigger than me.
Don't judge a crook by her lover. I used to work outside the Tivoli Gardens. I ask a soldier to buy me a cup of coffee, and then I wander off down a dark alley. Charles follows me, and two men jump him. We beat him up and rip him off. That night, I take the wallet back to his hotel and take him to bed. He couldn't walk for a week.
Was that the mugging or the loving?
Both.
And you still drive for him occasionally?
I still do lots of things for him occasionally.
Sounds exciting.
It's best to live a full life if you don't expect it to last. Sometimes I work as a croupier, or a smuggler, or as a tourist guide.
Do you know Elsinore?
Sure, many times I take tourists. It's the castle where Hamlet is supposed to have lived. Do you know the play?
A bit.
The story goes that an English actor called Thomas Bull came to Denmark in the 16th century with a company who were favourites of the king. Thomas Bull fell in love with the girl in Elsinore. However, she... What is the word? Have no more to do with him.
Jilted.
She jilted him and took another man. Bull killed the other man in a fight. The king ordered that he be executed, the same king who had watched him perform for years. Some people believe that the play was written to... What's the word? Make up for...
Avenge?
Yes, avenge Bull's death.
What kind of king is it who has his own servants put to death?
There's nothing strange about that.
I thought you were asleep.
Every army in the world reserves a right to kill its own people. That's the way things are. What time do you have?
20 past.
I don't think our contact is going to show. Still, there are worse ways to spend the day. Seaside, beautiful girl, castle steeped in history.
Charles!
Something wrong, Helga?
There's a woman coming, but she seems very nervous. She's been watching the area for 15 minutes now. She nearly came up to me when I was standing down by the wall, but you two turned round and she bolted. I think she thinks three like us is a crowd, yes?
Where's the car?
I sneaked it down there, look.
Well, one of us had best approach her.
Well, if we're going to talk, I'd rather talk somewhere warm.
Do we know her name?
No.
Do you speak any Danish?
No.
I'll make the contact.
Look, Helga... You don't want to get involved in this.
I am already involved. Besides, the rock and roll business is so dull nowadays.
Suppose you frighten her off. She may have been given a description of me.
What description? 5'10", dark hair, big eyes. It fits me too. Look, she just looks terrified. If an English woman and a black American start interrogating her in a strange language, she'll seize up. Let me just make initial contact.
Okay, off you go.
Here she comes. Out of sight.
How far is she?
I can't see properly. Oh, there she is. She's on the dunes.
What does she look like?
Tall, blonde, young girl. Can't be much more than 24 or 25.
Where's Helga?
Just approaching. The woman looks nervous. Helga's stopped. 6 feet between them. A few words are being exchanged. Helga's walking forward. The woman's smiling. Still looks nervous. They're going to shake hands or...
What was that?
It's a rifle. Helga's down. Get the car.
Helga!
She's been shot!
Get down!
get in.
Drop. Drop him.
What about Helga?
Helga's dead. Now go.
Hold still, Jean. This is going to sting.
Look, she should see a doctor.
No doctors.
Why not?
Tell her, Jean.
If a foreigner gets shot in Denmark, it's going to attract publicity, and that's the last thing I need. What about Helga? What about the police?
Fact one, Helga's dead. The police can't change that, and neither can we. Fact two, whoever shot Helga was aiming for you.
When I got the message from Victor this morning, I was too scared to come at first. But when he said you were Mike's girlfriend, I thought I had to try to warn you.
How did you know it would be dangerous?
Because Otto's dead and Doris Meyer.
No.
It looks like they want you next.
How does that feel?
Bloody painful.
The bullet missed the bone. You'll be fine. Okay, you two share this room and rest up a while.
What about you?
I'm going to get in the car and go and find some nice conspicuous hotel 20 miles away. A black American in a sports car in Denmark is like a blue-eyed blonde in snowshoes in Harlem. Remember, at the moment, whoever shot Helga thinks they got you. So you should be safe. I'll call you later.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're shaking.
Never seen anyone shot before.
Would you like a drink? I've got some whiskey in my bag.
Oh, great. She was dead, wasn't she?
Yes.
But how could you leave her there?
I didn't know her. She's a friend of Charles's. So how did you get involved?
Through Tariq. It's my late husband.
What happened?
Well, he decided to leave the company he worked for. He was talking about jacking it all in and going into business with his brother. Tariq was a programmer and Azad is an engineer. And they wanted to get into virtual reality. Tariq always had loads of plans. And then, one day, he got a phone call, went out to buy a pint of milk, and 20 minutes later, dived under a tube train.
So how did he know Mike?
Mike took a holiday in Scotland last August, right?
Yeah, and him and some mates did a walking tour.
Is that what he told you?
Where did they really go?
Holy luck. The only thing they walked about on for 3 weeks was a nuclear submarine.
Message from Miss G.
Good.
Well, I'm afraid not.
What do you mean?
She thought she'd taken the Drake girl out, but Danish television reports the dead woman was a Helga Johansson, mixed parentage, German and Danish. We think she was driving for Causley, the American.
Damn. So what is the situation now?
Miss G reports that the woman they met is listed on file as Jean Connor, wife of Tariq Kushar, case history 716.
I'm aware of the file number, Wilson.
Do you still want Miss G to remove Miss Drake from the equation?
Perhaps I was a little hasty and maybe wise to let Miss Drake lead us to the pot of gold.
And then?
Then, I'm afraid, the Drake becomes a dodo.
Only the Good Die Young starred Cyril Jenkins as Kim, Jack Claff as Todd, Kenneth Cranham as Stone, Anne Davis as Miss G, Sean Prendergast as Frank, and Kate Binchy as Anne. Ocon Jones played Charles, Joanna Wake, Maya, Melanie Hudson, Helga, Neil Roberts, Mike, Eric Allen, The Idea, Jonathan Taffler, D.S. Love, and Peter Gunn, Wilson. Only the Good Die Young was written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Adrian Bean.